Connect with the Matt and Ramona Showcast via Facebook and Twitter. Find out more at 1079thelink.com.
You're listening to Off Air with Matt and Ramona.
All right, pod friends, thank you again for sharing and liking and commenting and all that good stuff. And you can always find us on Facebook when you want to comment. Matt Harris, Ramona Holloway, Matt and Ramona Facebook page. Also with us is producer Squatch, executive producer Eric Kelly II. We celebrated National Joke Day.
In horrible fashion. Can we add that? In horrible. It was just so cringy.
I hate jokes.
And I like jokes for kids.
My kids
I think it's
like
adorable when kids explore comedy. Like, you know, when my nephews, one of whom is my little cousin and another is, you know, kid who grew up as my nephew, but when they were learning knock knock jokes, it was adorable for a minute.
Yeah, for a minute.
But a grown man with knock knock jokes, I don't know.
No, and even for a kid, it's like, know. You know, a few knock knock jokes in, you're like, okay, my kids never got, maybe I squashed their joke telling early.
You probably did.
I remember as a kid, quote unquote, writing my first joke.
Wait, you wrote material?
Yeah.
You wrote it as comedy material?
Yes.
I would pay.
I had to be like seven.
Did your mom have it somewhere?
7 years old or something. I remember what it was. I'm trying to think of exactly where. Where's the Easter Bunny, Santa Claus, somebody else?
Bigfoot? Like,
where do they go? Where do they stay when they're on vacation? And it was the Holiday Inn. And I remember, I was like six, for God's sakes.
You
laughed at it. Eric liked it. There you go.
Oh, you guessed it because you knew where the joke was going, not because it's a pre-existing corny joke?
No, I guessed where it was going. I've never heard of that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Where did the Easter Bunner, Santa Claus, I mean, yeah, they're holidays, so right. Where would they stay? I was like, oh, the Holiday Inn.
Right.
Yuck, 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 yuck.
Holiday Inn.
I want to laugh. I mean, it all depends on the person.
Yeah.
How nice I want to be to them. Because I have...
Oh, she don't like me then.
Well, yeah.
Not at all.
My tolerance is low. Jokes is low.
Which is weird because she is the
and
most funny
And usually it's more
person.
Of a stranger thing. It's more... I'm more likely to give a pity laugh to a stranger. Like, I have a girlfriend who loves, like, knock-knock jokes. And she's like, okay, just one joke before we hang up. And I'm like, please no.
No, are you serious?
Please no. Yeah.
She means it?
Yes. She loves. Like, this would be her ultimate podcast moment. Like, oh, my God, they're telling jokes that I can tell my coworkers on Zoom. And I'm like, I bet your team hates you.
She does it on Zoom?
Yeah, for work. She's like, okay, guys, here's your joke for today.
And she's not doing it in an ironic way? Or she really believes it, like, picks up the spirits? Or something?
She does think that it's a very sweet, lighthearted, humorous way to start the day.
Have you told her that you don't like it?
Yes, I've told
her.
I told you that I cannot. I try really hard. If a stranger comes at me with a knock-knock joke or, hey, listen to this one. Have you heard the one about the rabbit, the kangaroo, and the donkey?
Yeah.
I listen, and then I give them a smile. But if it's someone I know who knows how I feel about these things, I can't. I can't.
So because the long-form.
I don't want to encourage that behavior.
Do you like the long-form one better than a... You know, like that one, like two guys walking in a bar, and a guy says, blah, 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 and this one guy, then you know, those kind of jokes are just better than the. You'll have puns, though, which is weird.
I like the play on words, short jokes better than the long story
like long
jokes.
Time. Yeah.
And I dated a minister for a while, and I think he would try out the jokes on me that he was planning to use. Congregation,
oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, he was one of those guys.
Ugh.
And he would say something, and he'd say, that was a joke. And I'd say, I know. And he goes, but you didn't laugh. I was like, because it wasn't funny.
You know, you are a tough crowd. A tough crowd.
But don't you want me to be honest?
If
you're going to do this joke in front of a couple of hundred people on a Sunday, don't you want to know that it's not funny?
Yeah, but they have to know that, it could be funny. You're just very... You and I are very tough critics.
I think that that's what that person would have to understand.
Well, I think the congregation would have given some pity laughs, but would be no knee slapping.
I'm telling you, there's a lot. I see these things.
Nobody would drop their Bible.
I don't know. I'm telling you, we're much harder on jokes than most people.
So you mean to tell me that joke that Eric told on the air, knock, knock, who's there, voodoo?
Yeah. What was it again? Voodoo. Who's there? Voodoo, voodoo, who?
Voodoo, who
do you think
voodoo
you are?
Voodoo, you think you are asking all these questions.
Yeah. I'm telling you, some people are going to laugh at that. I'm telling you.
No.
You and I are way worse. No. There's people out there.
Someone right now just swore to never listen to this podcast again.
Yes, because there's people like us, but there's also people who find those jokes funny.
Who are yearning for this.
Yes.
This yearning.
I'm telling you. You see on like TikTok or wherever, or whatever, where these like two guys will tell jokes and they're just laughing and laughing and laughing. Or I've seen it when I guess it must be a British show or something that's like Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg or something. Have you seen those where they're telling these jokes and they're both howling at each other and stuff, just laughing and laughing. I'm telling you, there are people out there who love them.
I do love a good play on words dad joke. Like I follow this one guy on TikTok who's just nothing but dad jokes.
Yeah. But it's not like you laugh out loud, though, right?
No, I'm just slightly amused.
That's what I'm saying. But people do laugh. I'm telling you,
I had a play on words joke.
Cynical asses.
And she didn't like it at all.
What was
your play on words joke?
How does a taco pray?
Oh, never mind. I forgot. I'm not going to say how. I'm not going to say
it. She is not giving you a damn bone. She's
not
throwing anybody.
You can't make me.
She won't give somebody a giggle.
Say it.
I think she would punch a toddler in the head if they told him a joke.
What? Let us pray. Let us pray.
See, I'm telling you, there are people.
And then he laughs at his own joke, which takes it an even ridiculous and unrespectable step further.
Corny
when you tell a bad joke and then laugh at your own joke, you can't.
Which is weird because you're the queen of puns.
But puns are different.
Puns are different.
Oh, come
puns
on.
Are no, puns level. Are different.
Puns are very intellectual.
Very intellectual.
Puns are very intellectual.
Have you seen people's responses to your puns?
You mean people who aren't intellectual?
Yes, I've seen them. Right. Okay. Sure it is. The lettuce one is basically could be a pun or something. It's punish.
No, it's a play.
I think
of
what
words,
you like is
pun.
The pun is like you're on your feet quick and thinking, right?
Right.
Yeah. Oh,
right.
Yeah. It's so great.
But
you're
also,
fast.
A pun doesn't need the setup question. The pun is just what it is.
Yeah. Right.
Unless that person already has set up those questions, you wouldn't even know you were being set up. That's the intellectual part. It's guerrilla warfare. It's kind of a ninja
I'm
way
telling
type
you,
of thing.
Both Ramona and I are hard nuts to crack when it comes to making us laugh out loud over a joke.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll go, that's cool, that's good, it's witty, that's unique. But rarely am I going to go like, ha, 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 ho.
Well, I hope not.
Because that would be a fake laugh.
Oh!
That's what I do.
That's even worse than a pity laugh.
It's when you go,
that's a mocking laugh.
No.
It says, you're a joke.
No, but I... No, but that person was like, appreciate, like, remember Randy? Randy would come in here and do puns?
Oh, I
enjoyed
loved
the puns.
Yes.
It wasn't like a laugh out loud, but I went like, ha ha, or something. That means I appreciate, that means I appreciate it. It means it's not like a fake laugh, like, ha ha ha. It's just like, ha ha. That means I like your joke.
Both of them sound fake as hell, man.
No, it is fake, but it's an appreciative fake laugh. You're appreciative
fake. And there's appreciative fake.
Yeah, there's a fake laugh. It's like, ha ha. Let's say that was clever. I enjoyed that. But then there's like, ha ha ha. That's like, then I'm obviously a jerk. I'm just faking a laugh and it's not real.
Okay.
But I give you the ha ha. That means I like
it. You got that, everybody?
Yeah.
You got that?
I think you give the ha ha too. I've seen you give the one I'm talking about to
I chuckle.
Okay, well, explain. Give me your fake, I appreciate it laugh. Yeah, but then what's your fake, like, this is stupid?
That's funny as here.
But you see how there is a difference.
There is a difference.
There's like the polite, like, I didn't really think it was funny, but like, and then there's like, I'm not laughing out loud, but I want you to know that I really appreciated it, so I'll give you the like, ha-ha!
And then you have the rebellious and somewhat belligerent dead silence.
Oh, that's the Ramona will give you dead silence in a second.
That's when I've had it up to here
But it's the first with joke
your,
sometimes.
With your lame jokes. No, if you're that guy.
Oh.
Who's constantly doing this.
I got you. I got you.
You cannot be encouraged. You right. cannot be encouraged.
Right. You don't want to build.
No, I don't want to. Yeah. I don't want you to keep this up.
That's me all day. I'm not going to laugh if it's not funny.
No, but you don't have to laugh if it's not funny. But sometimes I'm telling you, you got that appreciative.
No, I'm like, not even. Like, I'm not giving you that.
Yeah, that one's Ramona.
No,
I'll practice by.
That's a good one. Like, I love that because you like. I'm Randy's a perfect example. A pun is not necessarily like you're not like, but you want him to know that. Keep it coming. Keep it coming.
Like, but why?
You know what I'm saying?
You're saying, hey, I appreciate your attempt to lighten the mood.
Right.
To lift the spirits.
Yes. Oh. As opposed to the dead silence when you're like, dude.
Please stop.
Yes. Because you don't want to make
but
the guy think
some,
stop.
But there are some people who do need to stop.
Yes, that's right. That's why you got to play it. You know, you got to give.
Because if you don't, then that person's like, you know what I think? I'm going to try amateur night at the comedy club. And you're like, shouldn't have encouraged that.
Right.
Don't do this in front of others. So you're going to look really bad.
You don't give them the
No. We shut that down.
I just give myself a real laugh. But even a polite laugh. I just laughed at myself. And you just did too.
I did.
All right. Thank you. Comment, share, rate, blah, blah. Check it out.
Give us a ha ha.
Give us a ha ha. Keep it up. It's go to the Matt Harris, Ramona Holloway Facebook pages for Matt and Ramona, and we will talk soon.